She made me a pallet on the kitchen floor and issued some stern orders. I was to remain in that portion of the house which had linoleum floors, meaning the kitchen and the utility room. I was not allowed under any circumstances to set foot on any of her carpet. Well, that seemed reasonable enough, and I even understood the basis of her concern. She wanted to keep her carpet nice and clean, right? And some dogs were not as fussy about their personal cleanliness and hygiene as I, right? So she had passed a law that no dogs were allowed beyond the linoleum zone. In other words, the law had not been created just for me, and in fact, Sally Mae probably realized that she didn't even need a law to govern my behavior. I understood about carpet, that it needed to be protected from dirty dogs and dumb dogs with no couth or manners. Yes, I had known hundreds of them in my time, and yes, she had good reason to be concerned about what they might do. I shared her concern 100% and knew that as long as I was inside her house, the carpet would be perfectly safe, even if I happened to stray beyond the linoleum zone. Which I did, out of sheer boredom. A guy gets tired of seeing the same four walls and counting the spots on the same old linoleum and, well, one thing led to another, and I didn't think it would cause any great disaster if I ventured into the living room to check things out. But yikes, she seemed pretty serious about enforcing her law, even though it didn't really apply to me, and she more or less insisted that I remain in the kitchen under her stern gaze. No problem there. I understood. A lot of these dogs behave like apes and gorillas when you let them inside a house, and her law was good, just, and necessary. And I understood that she had to be consistent. That's the only reason she made me stay on the linoleum, don't you see? If it applied to one dog, it had to apply to all dogs. She appeared to be working up a batch of wild plums for jelly. She had found a nice thicket of plums several days before, and she and the kids had picked two grocery sacks full. Now she had to wash and sort them, boil them in a big pot, and mash the juice out of them. It was a big job. I would have been glad to help, but I could see right away that there wasn't much a dog could contribute to the effort. Now, if she'd been cutting up a chicken or preparing a roast or trimming some steaks, I might have been moved to, well, show more interest in the proceedings. But plums didn't interest me much. So I sat on my pallet and watched. Stared at her, you might say, through the narrow eye slits on my swollen face. Now and then, I caught her glancing in my direction. I thought nothing of it at first, until all of a sudden, and for no reason that I could see, she whirled around and said, "Will you stop staring at me?"
"Huh?"
I glanced around to see if perhaps she had been addressing someone else in the room. No, we were alone, just the two of us, which meant that she had probably spoken to, well, me. Staring at her? What was I supposed to be doing? I mean, what else could a sick, wounded, swollen dog do in her kitchen? But, hey, she had forbidden me from slinking off to a dark and private corner of the house, right? And I wouldn't say that I was staring at her anyway. I was watching, observing, showing interest in her work. Was that such a terrible crime? I passed it off as a sudden passion, a mistaken identity, something bizarre. And I continued to watch her, to observe her working on this important project, and 10 minutes later, she said it again.
"Would you please stop staring at me? I'm sorry, Hank, I know you don't feel good, but you look horrible with your face all puffed up and drool dripping off your lips. It bothers me. I don't know why, but it does."
Oh boy. What can you do to please these people? Could I help it if I looked horrible or that I was drooling? How good would she have looked if she'd been snake bit on the nose? You know what she did? She stopped her work and rigged up a screen with two chairs and a sheet. She screened me off so that I couldn't watch her anymore. I was shocked. And yes, it did hurt my feelings. So, with nothing better to do, I stared at the sheet. This must have gone on for half an hour or so when... You won't believe this. I had trouble believing it. It was lousy luck, and it wasn't my idea, and it just happened. All at once, I started hiccuping. Again, I thought nothing of it at first. I mean, everyone gets the hiccups now and then, and dogs, humans, elephants. It's a normal process, and it's not something a guy has any control over. I mean, you don't just wish that you could start hiccuping, do you? Of course not. Who wants to look and sound ridiculous? Not me. It probably had something to do with the snake bite. The poison, the deadly rattlesnake poison, was attacking my system and causing me to hiccup. See? There's another one. Well, not in my wildest dreams would I have dreamed that anyone would take offense to my hiccups. Would you have thought so? I mean, here's a sick dog who's been confined to a corner of the kitchen and screened off from the rest of the world. He's trying to survive his ordeal and mind his own business and... Sally Mae's face appeared over the top of the sheet. And she said, here's exactly what she said, word for word. She said,
why are you doing this to me?
I thumped my tail on the floor. Doing what to her?
I'm trying to read a recipe. I'm trying to concentrate. I'm trying to make jelly for my family because I love them and I want to do something nice for them. But I can't concentrate because you're over here hicking.
Yes, I realized that. And I had no control over the alleged hicking. I was a sick dog.
I've read the same line in the same recipe 5 times. Add 2 tablespoons of hick. Now, will you please stop that and let me finish this job before I ruin the whole batch?
Sure, you bet. Anything for the good of the family. She went back to work. I stared at the sheet and concentrated extra hard on not hicking. No more hicking for me. Some dogs are able to use their mental processes to impose order and control over their bodies. Did you know that? Yes. It's a rare gift that some of us have. What you do is sharpen all your powers of concentration down to a tiny beam of concentrated something or other. Mental energy. Light. The mind shifts from being a light bulb into being a laser beam. You then direct this powerful beam at the germs or worms or whatever it is that cause hicking. You burn them up, destroy them, turn them into mere vapor. Poof! They're gone. No more hicking. See? It worked. I couldn't help being proud of myself. I've never been one to boast and brag, but this was pretty impressive. What? You think the hiccups came back? You think I lost my concentration? Ha! No way. My powers of concentration had proved themselves, and all I had to do was maintain that high level of concentration for a couple of... A flea chose that very moment to bite me on the tail section, and... What rotten luck. I'd been doing so well. I just about had the thing... Sally Mae loomed overhead like a thunderhead cloud.
I'm sorry, Hank. I wish I were a better person, more patient, kind, and understanding, but I'm not. And you're driving me nuts with that hicking, and you're going back outside. Out! And you walk on your own 4 legs, mister, because I don't need a trip to the chiropractor.
Okay, fine. If she didn't want me, I pried myself off the floor and followed her out the back door. I didn't care. Staying outside was no big deal to me, but if I died in the night from exposure to the elements, I hoped everyone would know who had caused it. Passing through the back door, which she held open for me, I spied a nice soft patch of iris flowers right under her kitchen window. No doubt that's where she...
Hank, keep walking.
No doubt she wanted me to return to the bed she had made for me by the water well, which was just fine. I'd always wanted to die from snake bite beside the water well, on a pallet of rags. I climbed the hill and collapsed on my bed. She went back to the house and resumed her work. I could see her face framed in the window, and for the rest of the day, I stared at her, drooled and hicked, just to prove that I was a free dog and this was a free ranch and I could hick and drool and stare anytime I wanted to. Human compassion is a very strange emotion. It seems to flourish after huge disasters. But let a poor dog get a little case of hiccups and it withers like a vase of wildflowers. Did I survive through the night? You'll soon find out.